Chapter 31. Conveyed some momentous item of intelligence to him. At such times, as if he were gifted with second sight, he would go through a variety of pantomimic illustrations, showing me the precise manner in which the redoubtable Typees were at that very moment chastising the insolence of the enemy. Mehevi Hanapipin Li Happer, apostrophe he exclaimed every 5 minutes, giving me to understand that under that distinguished captain the warriors of his nation were performing prodigies of valor. Having heard only 4 reports from the muskets, I was led to believe that they were worked by the islanders, in the same manner as the Sultan Soliman's ponderous artillery at the siege of Byzantium, one of them taking an hour or two to load and train. At last, no sound whatever proceeding from the mountains, I concluded that the contest had been determined one way or the other. Such appeared, indeed, to be the case, for in a little while a courier arrived at the tea, almost breathless with his exertions, and communicated the news of a great victory having been achieved by his countrymen. Happer Puarva! Happer Puarva! Apostrophe apostrophe the cowards had fled. Cory Cory was in ecstasies, and commenced a vehement harangue, which, so far as I understood it, implied that the result exactly agreed with his expectations, and which, moreover, was intended to convince me that it would be a perfectly useless undertaking, even for an army of fire-eaters, to offer battle to the irresistible heroes of our valley. In all this, I of course acquiesced, and looked forward with no little interest to the return of the conquerors, whose victory I feared might not have been purchased without cost to themselves. But here I was again mistaken, for Mehevi, in conducting his warlike operations, rather inclined to the Fabian than to the Bonapartian tactics, husbanding his resources and exposing his troops to no unnecessary hazards. The total loss of the victors in this obstinately contested affair was, in killed, wounded, and missing one forefinger and part of a thumbnail which the late proprietor brought along with him in his hand, a severely contused arm, and a considerable effusion of blood flowing from the thigh of a chief, who had received an ugly thrust from a Happer spear. What the enemy had suffered I could not discover, but I presume they had succeeded in taking off with them the bodies of their slain. Such was the issue of the battle, as far as its results came under my observation. And as it appeared to be considered an event of prodigious importance, I reasonably concluded that the wars of the natives were marked by no very sanguinary traits. I afterwards learned how the skirmish had originated. A number of the Happers had been discovered prowling for no good purpose on the Typee side of the mountain. The alarm sounded, and the invaders, after a protracted resistance, had been chased over the frontier. But why had not the intrepid Mehevi carried the war into Happer? Why had he not made a descent into the hostile vale, and brought away some trophy of his victory, some materials for the cannibal entertainment which I had heard usually terminated every engagement? After all, I was much inclined to believe that these shocking festivals must occur very rarely among the islanders, if, indeed, they ever take place. For 2 or 3 days the late event was the theme of general comment, after which the excitement gradually wore away, and the valley resumed its accustomed tranquility. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.